Hello, and welcome to The Centre of the Universe, a D&D podcast where four mates journey through a magical land of adventure. This is part two of the Marshall the Shady one-shot called Blood Mountain, with everybody's favourite half-orc barbarian, played by Mikey.
Smearing it across my face.
And we're joined by special guest star Joe, doing the voice of the shapeshifter. Inspired by the music of Mastodon. So yeah, ahead of you is this gorge. So if you imagine the sides of the mountain just kind of drop away, and there's this kind of divot, almost like a spear has struck. A ginormous godly spear has struck here and caused this huge rent in the earth. After some investigation, though, you do see a rickety path clinging to the mountainside, and you also see some large cave entrances which appear to be scattered around path, not on the path, sometimes above, sometimes below the path. These are large cave entrances, though, from which you can see.
Should we go and have a little check out of one of the caves, see what's going on in there?
How are you moving along this rickety path?
Oh, I need to go down the rickety path first. It's like a kind of rope path thing.
Yeah, it looks like almost like a goat trail or something like that. There are large sort of steps crudely cut into it. So for you and the shapeshifter, it's not like a normal step. You kind of have to climb up and pull yourself up on these ledges and steps that appear to be made for a larger being than yourselves.
Well, I guess what can we do? We just gotta get climbing. I think Rex can help me up. Give me a little foot up, or maybe I should give you a foot up because I'm probably stronger than you.
No, I'm a big werewolf type thing.
Yeah, I'm a fucking orc, dude.
Oh yeah, half orc.
Yeah.
I don't know who's bigger. Who is bigger out of us? Do we know this, Jody?
You guys can decide. Marshall is the stronger, just.
Okay, I think, it makes sense. Marshall's bigger, I reckon, given that I'm sort of a dog.
Yeah, Joe, I'm bigger than you. Get used to it.
Okay.
You're a big dog, like a human-sized dog. More a wolf. But no, a doggy wolf or a wolfy dog.
I'm just thinking like Beethoven.
Oh, okay, with the little barrel of whiskey.
Yeah, like Saint Bernard. It does it slobbering all the time.
Yeah,
Beethoven. Yeah, I'm gonna help him up. Gonna help him up a little bit, okay. And then you can help pull me up. Like when you see all the Navy, see the Navy SEALs helping each other climbing up the walls and stuff.
Ooh, Navy SEALs.
That's how we're going to do it. And we're going to do it super elegantly.
Elegantly. All right. Can you both do athletics checks then? But you're helping each other out, so you get advantage on your athletics checks.
Nice.
Joe, that's a strength check for you.
Got it.
Oh, Marsha the Shady, two crits in a row. Rolling hot.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, you make your way calm, sort of carefully along this rickety path. You don't seem to be in any real danger unless you do anything silly. And you find yourself near to one of these cave entrances, large cave entrances scattered around the path, which is actually this one by circumstances is quite close to the path. And the closer you get, the more you can smell this horrendous stench emerging from the cave entrance.
Above and beyond my usual stench.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Let's go see what it is.
Both do perception checks, please. So perception, you actually have a skill for perception there, Joe.
Oh yes, I do.
Because you are trained in it.
Bish bash bosh.
You also get advantage on smell checks, smelling and hearing, because you're, a wolf. Oh, wow, you got 23.
It gets worse the more I do it, so.
All right, I think we're good at smelling whatever is in this cave here.
Smelling the very smelly thing.
Very, very perceptive. You're not trying to be stealthy at all, are you?
No.
You hear, as well as the smell that appears to be getting stronger.
I might get an axe into my hand just in case.
Okay.
Do I have my my hand axes?
Yeah. You have your trusty old great axe and your hand axes.
But no battle axe. Just my own.
No, you picked that up from the Baron's
Baron. All right. Okay. Cool. Yeah, I'm gonna get my hand axes out.
Okay.
As I approach the smelly cave.
Okay. You smell the strong smell and musky sort of smell getting maybe even stronger as well, and you start to hear some shuffling and the impact of large footprints that seem to be starting off at the back of the cave and coming closer and closer, echoing around the cave entrance as whatever the inhabitant of said cave is appears to be approaching the mouth. What do you do?
Can I see what it is? What did our perception do? We just smelled. We were very good at smelling, but I feel like I don't know anything more about it.
You do at the edge of your sight. You can glimpse a large humanoid figure, a giant. It seems it has shaggy hair covering its whole body. As it gets closer and closer, its shaggy face and its drooling mouth appear, and above the nose is a single eye. The shapeshifter, you know of this race of one-eyed beings, all feared and shunned, called the Psy-Squatch.
Yes, I do. I can do an impression of one if you would like.
Do it.
I am the Psy-Squatch. Get off my land.
Before you can do anything, this Psy-Squatch comes fully out of the cave, and all your attention was focused on this one being, and it looms large in your sight. It doesn't look threatening at all. It just sort of like it's checking you out. All of a sudden, though, you're knocked to the floor from behind, and then there are eyes all around you. As there are more of these things, they appear to have appeared out of other caves and fissures. Suddenly you are surrounded by these monocular beings. They seem to be all talking at once, all their questions just sort of melding into one. What is your name? What is your quest? Are your intentions pure? Do you seek to plunder the wonders of Blood Mountain?
All around you.
We're just here for a root beer float, and if we can't get a root beer float, a regular bit of root beer will do.
Ah, says one of them. You seek the root that gives sight.
That's the one.
Why?
It is my holy quest. As an orc, I am discovering myself. I'm getting back to my roots, and I hear it's wicked awesome fun. This is the quest of my people. It is entirely my right to climb the Blood Mountain and drink the root beer.
Yes.
Yes, they all seem to be nodding in agreement. And then they tell you, they point to the birch forest beyond. And Joe, what do they say about the inhabitants of the birch forest?
Beware the birchmen.
The birchmen.
I enjoyed that so much, by the way. I've got a great character to say that.
All right. Okay. Beware the Birchmen. Thank you. Thank you, Psy-Squatchers, for your advice. It's very, very appreciated. You seem like good folk.
You're welcome.
No problem.
And almost as quickly as they appeared, they disappear, leaving you to continue your way across the suicidal slopes.
Bye.
In size
etc. I've been trying not to do that the whole time.
I've never listened to this album.
Huh?
Is it as good as this game? I just don't know. You'll have to tell me.
Don't know. All right, we're frolicking again.
I've forgotten what shape I'm in. Doesn't really matter.
It was hybrid last time, but yeah. After crossing the gorge, you are faced with a steep climb towards a forest of tall trees with white bark. The trees are thin, but they're densely packed together, meaning that visibility will be very poor. Okay? And this is a steep climb of around 40 minutes. So, from where you are at the gorge to the birch forest, you can see that it's quite a steep climb. So whereas before you were mainly walking up, sort of hiking up, you know, elevated slopes, this is more of an actual climb.
Okay.
So how do you approach that, Marshall the Shady?
I feel like we can grab the trees to help us. Maybe even, do I need the rope? I don't know if I need the rope. The trees are densely packed. I'm just gonna like grab a tree, pull myself up, grab the next tree, grab trees, and keep pulling myself up on trees.
Okay.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Okay, I like it. Yeah, sort of from tree to tree, bracing one against your back if you need a little rest or something.
Yeah, just lean on one for a rest.
Great. Yeah, it's about a 40-minute steep climb, after which you reach the full cover of the forest, if you will, the densest part.
And you feel that burn.
Oh yeah,
like on your forearms, pulling up on those trees. Their shins as well, and calves.
Yeah.
Oh God, when you go on those long hikes, that really steep bit at the end, it kills your calves.
And then you still got to go down at the end of all this, you know?
Down is okay. But, well, really steep down is a bit of a mish, but yeah. But I'll have had my vision then.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be okay.
So the ground around the bases of the trees is somewhat greener with grass than some of the slopes you've encountered so far. Shapeshifter, you actually, this is one of your favourite parts of Blood Mountain, because you know that the ogres and dwarves that eke out a meagre existence up here on these slopes, they keep a herd of hardy sheep, and the sheep's brains are your favourite thing to eat.
Mm-hmm. Is that human Rex or dog Rex?
Dog Rex. Brains.
Sheep's brains. All right. Okay. So yeah, this birch forest. You've been told to beware of the birch men, but Shapeshifter, you definitely detect the presence of these hardy sheep that are kept up here by the ogres and dwarves.
Yum yum.
How do you guys? What's your next move?
I'm just a bit barbaric. I just stomp ahead. Keep on stomping. Bang, bang. Right, left, right, left. Stop. Throw the trees. Eat the lamb.
It's scaring off the sheep, as you do.
It's probably for the best. It's for their own protection.
And actually drawing the attention, unwanted attention, of some birchmen. As you stomp through the trees ahead of you, you hear some stomping almost in echo. Before you know it, out of the trees, as if they were semi-camouflaged, and four of them seems to have been attracted by your stomping around and burst out of the undergrowth and look like they're intent to attack. So this, we're going to do a bit of combat. You're in a birch forest.
Yeah.
So as I said, the visibility is limited because of the thin white barked trees, but there is some kind of ground coverage, some hardy mountain grass that grows up here. The birch folk have approached from all around, so actually they just seem to have unmelded themselves from the surrounding from the surrounding flora.
How far back so are they?
They're on you. They're within striking distance. Oh. Maybe not within 5 feet, but very close. First to act, unsurprised by this, is this shapeshifter.
Well, he's not worried about any bludgeoning, piercing, or slashing, for starters. So, I don't know. Just looks unconcerned.
Okay.
Waits to see what his mate's going to do.
All right.
Is this an opportunity for... So shapeshifter is going first. So mm-hmm. I think we want to attack these guys, right?
Okay.
How about, like, if I get my long hemp rope and Rex could get it in his mouth and start, like, running around to try to, like, wrap them up with rope? Because I don't think these guys are going to be very light on their feet. And I think we can kind of get them caught up in the rope. And that's going to make them easier to chop up.
It sounds like a plan. It's Empire Strikes Back in them.
Exactly.
The issue here is the shapeshifter doesn't have the rope right now on his turn.
I'll go leg it behind them so he can throw the rope to me and we can start the thing.
All right. So you kind of duck between two of them and around to the rear side of one of these birch folk. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where, like, you think I'm doing a runner and I've abandoned him. But I haven't really.
Okay. You just sort of appear behind it and go,
classic Scooby Doo.
Both of you get into a really big trench coat and try to pass off as one person.
And it turns out the Birchmen were just the disgruntled employees.
Let's see who you really are. It's old man Withers. All right. Okay. In which case, Marshall the Shady, you're up next.
So I had my hand axes out, but I can just put them away, get the rope out, throw the rope to Rex.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I can do, right?
So are you throwing the rope and keeping hold of one end of it? Am I right in thinking that?
Yeah.
You're not just throwing him the rope and then...
No.
Not anchored in.
No, I'm going to keep one end, or I could anchor one end. I could tie it to a tree.
I would allow that.
All right. I'm going to tie one end to the tree, and throw the other end to Rex. Past the birch folk,
and tie it to a tree. Love it very much. And yeah, Rex expertly catches the. It's like you trained him with the stick. It catches the rope. Which means it's my turn to act. Rex, the one that you ran behind, it spins round. You notice that the bark and some of the sort of branches that form this thing's back and shoulders seem to grow and thicken, and in fact all of them all around you do the same sort of thing. It looks like they're putting on an extra layer of armor almost as this bark grows and thickens, and even a little green sapling sprouts out of one bit of the bark as they just sort of hunker down and and force this bark to grow on their skins, thickening their armor. Marshall, two of them crowd around you, and Rex, the one that you were behind, is joined by another one. So now, if you imagine Rex, you're facing two of these things. Marshall, they're both in front of you. Marshall the Shady, you've got one directly behind you and one to your left hand.
Okay.
That's the birch folk gone. They've barked up their skin and done a little bit of tactical movement. So we go back to the top of the round, and shapeshifter, you get to have a turn.
Right, I guess I've got to run a ring around them with the rope to do this properly.
Yeah,
haven't I?
Two of these things. Can you do for me a strength check, please?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I rolled a 2 and then a 5. So both of these things are entangled.
Yeah.
Hey.
And Rex still has an end of the rope. It's quite a long rope.
Yeah, it's 50 foot.
Yeah, so there's going to be more rope to work with in the next in the next round.
Yeah.
Shapeshifter, if that's all you're doing, I'll move on to Marshall, yeah?
I assume that's all I can do.
Well, all you're doing is moving, actually. So you could have a swipe with a claw or a bite at one of these if you wanted to.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. On my way past. Quick, cheeky little nibble.
Go for the shins.
Yeah. And I am a wolf, so I suppose I'm going to bite him, aren't I?
Classic wolf. Oh, that's a good bite.
Yeah.
Despite their increased armor, the thickened hide that they appeared to grow, it doesn't stop your fangs, which pierce down into the sort of soft, fleshy sap below, dealing 6 piercing damage. And its mouth opens like a split in the bark. And it gives us a silent roar. Marshall, you're up. What do you want to do? Attack the ones that are threatening you or attack these restrained ones?
I'm going to attack the ones that are threatening me.
There's 2 of them, one behind you and one immediately to your left. You're currently only holding a hand axe, though, and you've tied the rope. What are you going to attack with?
Do I get to do 2 attacks with the hand axes, or is it still just the one?
If you've got one in each hand, yeah. Yeah, if you've got one in each hand, you can multi-attack.
Yeah. I'm going to multi-attack with my hand axes.
Okay, choppy choppy.
Choppy choppy. I'm going for the feet.
Okay.
The feet, the tree
the,
feet.
The root.
the root. I think axes are particularly good weapons to use against trees. So I think this lines up really well. And if I go for the bottom, that's how you fell them.
Timber!
Exactly.
Okay, roll them bones, roll those attacks. The one behind you or the one to your left, or one on each? Your choice.
I'm going one on each.
Ooh, okay. But so,
do your spinning. I'm going to be spinning around.
Spinning axe attack. Okay, go for it.
Alright.
Your first hand axe strikes true and actually deals a grievous blow to one of these things, almost chopping it in half.
Oh, does he fall over? Because I feel like I'm going to have to have at least chopped a foot off. Chopped a bit of a leg off.
You've grievously hurt this thing. You think one more, even an insignificant blow will fell it. But it's not quite dead yet. And the second attack, it actually misses. These things aren't very dexterous, but even so, this thing seems to dodge out of the way of your wild swing.
That's all right. My wolf is going to come get him. Wrap him up with a bow.
Let's do this. Okay, Marshall the Shady, the two that are surrounding you, they sort of seem to, their arms elongate and have a sharpened tip on the end, almost like they're wielding spears. They crowd in on you, these two things. They seem like they hunt in packs. They're like velociraptors.
Got it. Velociraptor trees.
The first one spears into you with its oh my goodness. Luckily, it's got advantage. So I take the 21 and you look at that. I rolled a 1 and a 1 for damage. So you take 2 piercing damage from the first one's spear as it spears into you. The second one also hits, only does 2 damage as well. So these are 2 weak blows that just graze your glistening muscles.
My muscles are very glistening.
Shapeshifter, these two that you have restrained, they are going to try and break the bonds. So I'm going to do a strength check. So they both seem to be working together and try and pull back on the ropes. You're unable to hold on and your grip is lost. I know you must have the rope in your teeth or something like that. And they manage to shake it. You know, you can sort of, they sort of turn it upside down. Your head doesn't go that way. That's how you get a dog's toy out of a dog's
twisting it around.
Twisting its neck. I don't condone that treatment of dogs at all. But yeah, so they are no longer restrained by your cunning rope, but you've definitely delayed their attacks for a bit. So that's those done. Let's move back to the top. Shapeshifter.
Right. I'm a hybrid now.
Okay.
So I'm going to attack the two that are bothering Marshall.
Okay.
Can I bite the one that's really wounded and then lob a spear at the other one?
Yeah, you would have to move away from the two that you just had restrained. Now, when you move away from an enemy, you kind of show them your back a little bit, and they get to have opportunity attacks against you. You don't really fear their weapons, in fairness.
Yeah, actually, that's true. They can't hurt me, so I'm going to turn my back on them very rudely and attack their mates.
They both strike ineffectually at your back, and you don't even feel it, as these weapons are not magic or silvered.
Unless they're silver birch men, then I'll be screwed.
Silver birch folk. Okay, so you're going to move up to the very damaged one. Yeah, so this is the one that is standing to Marshall's left. So you move up to him. How are you attacking him? With a bite?
Hang on, let me double check. That's what I want. Yes, he gets the bite.
Go for it.
And the other one gets the claws.
Bite him.
There you go.
You almost blunt one of your teeth on its thick hide. Yeah, you sort of move in between them, if you will. Take a bite as you pass the wounded one, and then you wanted to claw the fresh one, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, roll that claw attack.
Bit better.
Still not enough, I'm afraid, to pierce its armoured hide.
Darn.
Darn.
Where are we at, Marshall the Shady? So Rex has joined you, tried to take a bite at the one that you nearly killed, but missed. And then he swiped his claws at the fresh one behind you, but also missed. What do you do?
This is just the story of Marshall's life in battle. Just gotta hit everything with your axe while everyone else around you just kind of tries. All right. I'm gonna do the same again. A hand axe at my mostly dead guy.
Uh-huh.
Let me see how that goes and then see what I do with my next hand axe.
Yeah, yeah. Hedge your bets.
Here we go.
The hand axe strikes true and it falls. Yeah, it's split in two like a dry old log and falls to the ground without a sound. Oh, no, there are people around to hear it, so it does make a sound.
Well, there aren't any people around.
I'm half a person. All right. We're going to use him for firewood later. And then I'm going for the guy behind me with my other hand axe.
All right, spin round and try and split him.
I spin round like a mad spinny roundy guy. Oh, do I have, like, can I rage or anything?
Yeah, you have your rages.
I should have raged. Can I rage now?
Sure, I'll allow it. You get really angry in between attacks.
Really angry.
Also, Marshall has a new ability called Divine Fury. I know this is the before times and you shouldn't be level 3, but you forgot all this stuff, but then remembered it again. So yeah, roll to hit with your hand axe. Ooh, it's definitely a hit. Ooh.
You're raging.
So that's 8 plus 7 is 15 damage. So with the rage of Grumsh, his divine might flowing through you, you just chop this one in half in one go. And this one actually falls into a nice pile of firewood.
Yes, that is what I'm about. See that, Rex? That is how you chop down trees.
This isn't looking so good for the birch folk, but they do intend to get some revenge.
I mean, they're trees. My whole thing is axes.
I just like pissing on him.
You could do that in this turn.
Yes.
Marshall, sensing that you are the dangerous one and the one that they can actually harm, both of the two remaining ones approach you in a pack. This time they put their hands together and make like a longer, wickeder looking spear and attack you two-handed with the spear. Oh, it's a crit. Bam. So the first one gets you right in the gut, right in the bread basket, and would deal 11 points of damage, but because you're raging, you take half damage. So you take 5 damage from the first spear, as the second one approaches you and does 9 damage, which is reduced to 4 for your rage.
Now I'm real angry.
And again, they're just silently grimacing, going about their work. Shapeshifter.
Right. After urinating on the dead birch folk, I think I'm going to move myself so I'm in front of Marshall.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, blocking all the attacks.
Uh-huh.
I'll turn into a person for this.
They talk like this again now. I will urinate on these dead ones, and then they will throw a spear.
So wait, do you urinate as a man?
Yes.
That's somehow worse.
Love it.
It's exactly what you do.
Okay, so you're a man. How are you attacking these birch folk in front of you?
With urine.
Oh, the old piss attack.
I'm going to throw a pissy spear at them. Made out of their dead friend as well. I'm going to turn their dead friend into a spear that's covered in piss and throw it at them.
Yeah, you sort of snap off one of the arms that they were using as a spear.
Yeah, exactly.
And jab it into one of his friends.
Okay, so here we go. They're both the same, those ones. Not being racist, but they are. So I can throw whichever one it hits, I'm happy with.
So 13, no, it bounces off the thick bark skin hide of the creature you attack.
I was doing it more just to be obnoxious, so I don't even mind.
Yeah, I'm great, happy with that.
You can make two attacks with your spear.
Oh, yes, I can. Well, let's do that again then. Aim for the other one.
Very well. Have this spear.
Not a very accurate strike, I'm afraid. So again, misses. You're whiffing a bit hard, but you're now standing in front of Marshall, tanking those attacks, which means it's Marshall's go.
All right. So he's kind of being like a human dog shield. With an axe in each hand, I'm going to kind of reach around him. It almost looks like I'm spooning him from behind, but I've got an axe in each hand. Each axe going for the trees just around him.
So you press up against the naked man and start wielding the axe.
Exactly. I put my arms around you like I'm teaching you how to play pool.
It's all in the hips. It's all in the hips.
We watched that the other day. I haven't seen that in years.
Yeah, same. We watched Happy Gilmore the other day. I don't think Lisa had ever seen it.
No, Robin had never seen it. All right, so I'm cuddle attacking. Cuddle attacking.
Cuddle attacking. Go for it.
My two-hand axe.
From the spooning position.
Spooning hand axe attack position.
It's an unfamiliar tactic, and as such, the first attack goes wild and doesn't hit.
And the next is... That one's got to land, right?
It's a palpable hit. It's also your first attack in the turn, so... And you're raging, so it does the Divine Fury.
Oh, yes, Divine Fury. 4...
So again, the holy power of your god, the great god of Grumsh, is focused through your weapon. And yeah, this is a fresh one, and it is just felled in a single hit as you reduce another one to a pile of firewood. There is now but one left, and he's the one you first hit, Marshall. And he's slightly damaged, but it's his go. He gets to act.
Lovely.
Before he dies.
And Robin's just brought me some scotch through, so this is all coming together very nicely.
Oh, now I want some scotch.
I know, right? Nothing like a scotch in the middle of battle.
Yeah, right. there's but one monster. He kind of flashes out quickly with his spear, once at the shapeshifter ineffectually, and once at Marshall also ineffectually.
Killing it.
Yeah, so I mean this thing it hits you, but it has no effect. As your tough skin is far too thick for to be damaged by such a pitiful attack. Okay. This guy is on his last legs. Shapeshifter, it's down to you to finish him off.
Right. I'm a hybrid now. I am going to claw and bite him. I'm going to do that.
Oh, you got a one. Rubbish. That is rubbish. I'm afraid the bite misses as well. Just misses. You think that you've got a good grip in him, but you know, just a tiny little bit more, and you would have been the claw misses wildly, and you put yourself off balance.
Yep.
So if he does get an attack on you, he's going to be able to hit you easily. But it's down to Marshall the Shady to see if he can finish off this last straggler.
Oh yeah, here we go. There's only one guy left. I'm getting my rage on. It's got to be the Great Axe.
You pull out Old Faithful.
Gonna pull out Old Faithful. I just rage up. Come on, full square up to him, and just be like, "Come on, I need to ask you some questions." And then, I swing my Great Axe at him. And what are we?
Oh, you rolled a 1 and a 20. That never happens.
That's how I do.
As you rear back with Old Faithful, your Great Axe in two hands, it actually gets lodged behind you in a tree. And as you go to swing down, nothing happens. You just sort of like come up with empty air as your axe is lodged in a tree behind you. Shapeshifter, this thing moves around you as you're off balance and tries to poke its spear two-handed into Marshall the Shady, but fails miserably. Right, after 6 seconds of everybody missing, let's see if someone can hit. So, Joe, can you do it?
Do the exact same thing again.
No shame in that.
Hopefully with better results.
Yeah. That's it. Einstein, who said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
I'm a dog and I've never heard of Einstein.
but I don't think that applies to rolling dice over and over and expecting the same result.
It's kind of the point of the game, isn't
it? Yeah. It's also the entire concept of probability.
Right, let's try. One last one.
The bite misses, I'm afraid. But you get the claw.
Yeah.
Which also misses. Yeah, you're whiffing a little bit. Marshall, you're still raging. Can you bring about an end to this standoff?
I'm doing the same thing again. Here we go.
Oh, you need to grab your axe from the tree.
Yes, I grabbed it from the tree.
And missed.
This is terrible.
Sorry. But luckily, I'm missing as well. So let's see if...
this could go on indefinitely.
Yeah. I've missed again. So Come on, Joe. Get some glory.
Okay. What I'm going to do may surprise you. Or not.
Third time's the charm. Oh.
Jesus Christ.
You got a 2. Followed by a 2. It's like we don't want this combat to end, so everyone's just missing on purpose. It's like capoeira.
I'm imagining it with this really dramatic music playing that we're all absolutely sick of.
Yeah. Right, Marshall, can you bring about some semblance of competence to the proceedings?
Yeah, I'm going back to my 2 hand axe so I can have 2 swings. That's the old right hand. Is 13 land?
Nope, because of his barky bark skin. But you can try with the offhand, with the left hand. And with your divine fury as well, just add a little bit of divine fury as well.
Just a little bit of divine fury. 2 divine fury. That's got to fuck him up, right?
And the dramatic music that's been playing for the past 18 seconds builds to a crescendo as your offhand hand axe, with an upward swipe, takes this thing's head off at whereabouts you think its neck may be.
All right.
There is not quite quiet all around, though. You can hear, like, the ground being mulched up, almost like as if roots are being dug into the ground and then ripped out. There's movement heading towards you. But you do see in the distance a kind of a pale figure, broad but not very tall. It seems to be making off and running uphill. It's one of the albino dwarves. Albino? Albino?
Albino, I think.
I'm not sure.
A mulatto. An albino.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kurt, at least how that goes, anyway.
Oh, right, yeah, no. If Kurt Cobain said it, then it must be right. But yeah, no, so this albino dwarf in the distance, you hear him mutter under his breath in fear. Lion slicer, as he runs off, growing ever closer. You can hear these kind of weird tree like footsteps. What do you guys want to do?
What would you reckon, Marshall?
I mean, I don't see why we wouldn't just attack him.
I mean, he's given us absolutely no reason to, but I'm up for it anyway.
I mean, the problem is I'm raging, so now
You can't be reasoned
with. Fucking hyped. I know.
And I'm a dog. I'm not going to be the voice of reason.
Yeah, definitely not. Yeah, I think we just
go for it.
We just have to attack all poor creatures.
Anything that moves.
Exactly. What's that over there? Attack it.
Yeah, attack it, then urinate on it.
I see a squirrel darting amongst the trees.
You missed the squirrel. This could go on well.
Goddamn squirrel! Makes me more angry.
Okay, did you guys decide what you're doing? You're chasing after the albino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either of you can do a... Well, Shapeshifter, you can do a sniff check. Marshall the Shady, you can do a survival check to kind of track him through this... The wolf gets advantage on the perception check, so you can sniff the air and
I'm a sniffing.
I did some surviving.
Why couldn't I roll like that?
Well, the good news is that the shapeshifter has picked up the scent. You can smell sheep brains on this guy, and it's an enticing smell for you. So you latch onto that. Marshall, you can't actually see where the albino dwarf has gone, but you clearly see that that your guide has the scent and location, and you rush off after him. Behind you, you can just hear the tumult of noise as what sounds like a big gang of these things is now behind you.
A gang of albinos?
Oh no, you hear this sort of like the ground being mulched up as if by
the trees.
Tree roots.
That's fair. I'll allow that. All right, let's run and see if we can get some sheep brains.
Okay. If you could all do a constitution saving throw for me, please.
6 feels not terribly high.
From your climb so far, you both feel a little fatigued. You make a mad dash, and you're starting to flag, and you see behind you, a sea of these angry tree folk, birch folk. They look like they're gonna gain on you before you make it out of the forest and to the next part of your trek, which will be the Skybound Trail, the supposed toughest climb of this whole thing. So what do you do?
Should we maybe just get back to our adventure?
Yeah, I think leg it.
Yeah. We try to get back to a bit of a safe path.
Do a survival check. Another survival check for me then, please. Just to find a safe path.
Do you want it?
Doing it.
No.
You do not survive.
You do not survive. You tumble through what looks like a safe path, but actually come out on kind of like fresh air. Now you haven't fallen down the side of the mountain, but you do take a bit of a tumble. You take 4 damage, but you're out of the birch forest, and you just see sort of above you off from the height that you've just fallen off of, this crowd of birch folk kind of come to the edge and like start look like they're breaking off branches of themselves, which elongate into spears, and they start throwing the spears down you. At their head is a really large version of a birch folk, but he seems to have like this mangy mountain lion pelt draped over its woody shoulders.
Yeah.
But you evade the spears and get out of range of them quite quickly, as they sort of clack clack clack, scatter around you.
Pew.
Nice.
So after leaving the cover of the birch forest, you are faced with the notorious Skybound Trail. Already you see winged shapes circling high above, watching the trail. A good 20-minute uphill run is ahead of you, required to make it to the cover beyond, which is the forest of giant sprawling elms.
Mm. The old elms.
Yeah, no cover here on this bare rock. It's a long and dangerous run.
And this is where the sky shark bat shark.
Running faster than they ever have.
Sharks of the sky.
yes, indeed. Dude.
Bird River.
Yeah, what a album. Yeah, if anyone hasn't guessed by now, I've kind of based this whole thing on the album Blood Mountain. But it just fits so well. Even like, I was like looking at all the lyrics and the song Capulean Crest.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell is a Capulean? But it's like an untrustworthy person, like a thief or a trickster. So then, you know, that's the the whole Trump orc part of it.
I thought it was because it was like, it looked like blood and it was like capillaries. That's what I thought. But I'm not sure.
It could be a double meaning.
Yeah.
I read Genius Lyrics, and Genius Lyrics,
they're pretty good usually.
Yeah. Okay. What does it look like then as you guys make this mad dash? Are you running, or are you going to go more cautiously? What's happening?
I think we should run faster than we ever have.
Running better than you ever have.
I'm running. As you start to run across the, up the skybound trail, the specks that are, or the wing shapes that are circling high above, you sort of see their wings narrow as they start to dive, looking like they're heading right for you. Do you just carry on?
Yeah, I just get my hand axes out though, ready for any kind of swiping or any shit.
Okay. So yeah, you guys just running in a straight line. Can you do for me dex saving throws, both of you? So dexterity saving throws.
Where have I got there?
Finally, I rolled something. Notch.
Let's see if I can change my luck.
These shapes, they start to take form the closer that they get. And you see these larger than you. These things are massive creatures up close. They dive with their sharp beaks, but both of you manage to cunningly dodge out of the way. And none of them appear to attack you. You make a good headway when you again see these shadows blot out the sun and dive towards you again. Can you both do dexterity saving throws again, please?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, consistent. Yeah. Mr. Consistent there with the 17s.
Finally.
Marshall the Shady, however,
not feeling terribly dexterous.
No. 5 sharp claws rain down on you.
Brutal.
2 of which hit. You take a total of 12 slashing damage. As these things seem to have caught you in their terror dive. But the end of the Skybound trail is approaching. You reckon one more dexterity saving throw to get through the last dive bomb attack of these things. We'll see you right. So can you both do your final dexterity saving throw for me, please?
Right, I'm just warming up the dice in my hand.
Yeah, yeah. Give it a blow.
Did a huge roll there.
Okay, so both of you take some attacks this time. I didn't think about this too much because Joe doesn't even need to worry about them.
Oh, yeah.
But you do deflect some of the blows, Joe. The shapeshifter gets some of the attention and deflects some of it away from Marshall the Shady, who only gets clawed twice this time. One's a complete fail.
Yeah.
The other one hits and you take 6 slashing damage. As bloodied and bedraggled, you make it into the cover, the cool shade of these giant elm trees, which appear to be as old as the hill itself. After the mad dash, yeah, you enter this serene forest. Your task is nearly complete. Now you must find the sacred root and drink of it to give you the sight. How is Marshall feeling right now? Is he...
He's feeling a bit fucked up.
Yeah?
I feel like a bunch of stuff fell out of the sky on me, which isn't ideal. Do I have any health drink? Like a Red Bull or something? Yeah. Can of Monster? Maybe a coffee?
You just double fist 2 cans of Monster.
Knock back a whole bottle of cough syrup.
Yeah, that will get you to hallucinate, apparently. What you can do is, now that you're in the cool, serene surroundings, is you can take a short rest.
Yeah. You know what my hit points are, right?
No. Oh, yeah, I've been keeping track of it, haven't I?
I hope so.
I totally have.
Cool.
And yeah, you feel much better.
All right. Where does that leave me at?
You're on 17 hit points.
As in, I have 17 hit points before I die.
Yes, yes. Now, orcs are particularly hard. Half-orcs get a special trait called endurance or something like that. I've forgotten exactly what
it's called. Relentless endurance!
There you go. Right, yeah, you take a breather under the trees. Shapeshifter, are you doing anything whilst...
I'm just chilling out for this bit because this is my favourite song on the album, so I'm just going to stop and listen to it.
Yes, you have made it to the Forest of Ancient Elm, but your job is not quite done yet, Marshall the Shady, for you need to find the root and prepare its tincture so that you may drink of Grumsh's blood and see these visions which may be bestowed upon you. How do you go about it?
I mean, you got a dog with you if you need help finding anything.
Yeah, can you sniff out any of the root beer?
Okay.
You can do a perception check with advantage because you're using your keen senses. Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Ooh, that's got to be very good. You find a likely looking elm tree. It has the trademark red leaves. Which you know suggests that it draws its, you know, the water that refreshes it from a source of this copper rich blood red water.
Blood.
After a bit of digging down, you pull out a fibrous root.
Fiber. Root. Bloody root.
Which like, is, yeah.
We don't need to shine. It's my stupid son.
I love doing the Max Cavalera impression. Beneath the Remains as well is one of my favourites. How are you liking the Sepultura? You brought it up, Mikey. So
yeah. You started this.
Marshall the Shady, can you do a religion check for me? You should have religion on your sheet. And you've just been to a sermon of Grumsh, so you can roll with advantage on this.
Yeah, my old religion check.
Ooh.
Well done to me, rolling a 0.
Okay. You don't really know what you're doing.
That seems fair.
You don't, in fact, even know anyone who's really made it this far.
Is the shapeshifter know all this stuff?
You've found the root, but preparing it...
You need opposable thumbs for that, don't you?
Yeah. No, you don't know. Now, Marshal the Shady, what you have managed to do is kind of pulp this thing into kind of like a pulp, and you've kind of gathered the juices from it in your hands, just raw as it is. So you now have like this blood red tincture, if you will, the juices from this root just cupped in your cupped hands.
Would a medicine check help me at all? I feel like we're getting a bit medical here.
Yeah, do a medicine check.
Anything to help.
Woo!
That's how you fucking do it.
That's better than last time.
That's a 20.
A nat 20 for my medicinal root experimentation.
You reckon actually on reflection that maybe better preparation would have maybe got rid of some of the extra toxins and stuff that is going to be in this. You reckon you have the stuff that you need, the drink that gives you sight, but you think it's going to give you a fucking wicked hangover. Like, you already got the fear. You can imagine a couple of, you know, hot, cold, sweaty nights with banging headaches in your future if you drink this thing. What do you want to do?
I mean, I feel like all those headaches are going to take place after we wrap up this one shot. I mean, I didn't climb the mountain to not drink the root beer.
And if it was like in real life and someone said, drinking too much of this will give you a headache, would you still drink it?
Hang on, I need to refill my scotch. If I had like a soda stream, I could put all the juice into it rather than just be crushed in my hand. Can I, there's got to be a better way than just eating a mess out of my hand. No, fuck it. I'm a half orc. I'll just eat it.
Just
smearing it across my face. It's better root stuck in my throat. Oh yeah, that's good root beer.
Marshal the Shady, all sense kind of leaves you. You're not really aware. You're kind of having this kind of out of body experience, but you sort of see from a vantage point your body, if you will. You're above it, but you can see attached to your body is this thin silver cord. So you are tethered, if you will, to your body.
Okay.
The shapeshifter, you see Marshal the Shady.
What, like from the floating me to me? That's the...
Yeah.
Alright, I'm tethered to myself.
Shapeshifter, you see Marshall just chuff this stuff down his gullet, smear all the bloody flecks across his chin, and he mutters something incomprehensible, and then
rot, bloody rot.
And then he starts to stumble about, precariously close to the edge as he continues to climb to the summit. What are you going to do? Your mate's having a bad trip.
Put a devil mask on and give him a lap dance.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to do that. I guess I'll try and pull him back from the edge a little bit, try and talk some sense into him.
Okay, yeah, just make sure he doesn't, you know, fall to his yeah. death.
Yes, cut exactly.
Up, cut up a couple of orange slices.
Yeah, call him an Uber. leave him to it.
You're on spliff duty. He's too high to roll a spliff.
Yeah, yes, actually, that's what I do. I start skinning up immediately.
The root stains your skin until you're all red. Floating in red, dig into the... Oh, this shit's metal. Dig into the soil. Your hand turns to stone. Cranium shatters. Floating in front of you is a bloodied sword. Is that a voice? Oh, it's getting a bit fucking getting a bit Macbeth now. Floating in front of you is a bloodied sword. Is that a voice? No one sees the difference in the land. Where the sky meets the earth, will you heed the warning? Blood Mountain rejects the arts that shun Grumsh. The fire that's dwelt there since the early dawn is diminished. Visions now, bolts of light, flash, blanket of ice. Avalanche weaves the land. What is that? You think you felt the end of time, then you float, float down to someone's wing, weightless. Damn, that was a trip.
That was. That was great. I genuinely enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's awesome. Perfect. The floating is actually, you realise later, much later, must have been that you lost consciousness at some point. When you felt you were floating down the mountain, you realised that it must have been your trusty guide, the shapeshifter, who carried you back down from whence you came.
Good pooch.
Yeah. Like I said, I got you an Uber. So. You said all that in the back seat. The driver was terrified.
That's not your rating down.
Yeah, for real. For real. Next time you try and get an Uber from that guy, he just drives straight past you. Nope.
Nope the fuck out.
Yeah.
You should have got a taxi up Blood Mountain. We could have saved a lot of it. Hassle, really.
Classic.
Thanks for listening to the final episode of Blood Mountain, our second one shot. This episode was slightly delayed due to the fact that I'm moving house very soon, and finding time to edit and put these together is proving to be difficult with all of that, so thanks for bearing with us. Thanks to Dave for doing the theme tune. Again, the artwork for this episode was commissioned from a Reddit user who goes by the name of FlygoHR. You can find him on Twitter at FlygoHR. Next up will be the final in our one-shot solo adventures, featuring Will playing the gnome sorcerer Bubba and his adventures across the Midnight Sea. So until then, stay safe, thanks, and bye!